You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Well, that was a weekend full of news, was it not? Timing, of course, is everything. President Trump went to Walter Reed Friday after the markets closed. He took his motorcade tour yesterday before the futures market opened, and in between there has been chatter, but no substance, about Congress and the White House inching closer to another relief bill. And that gets us to a Monday that kind of looks like any other Monday in this crazy mixed-up year we're having. So we will continue about the economic news of the day. And our starting point is a holdover from the last relief bill, the Paycheck Protection Program. Millions of small businesses are banking on those loans being forgiven. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, just as happened when the program started, it ends in confusion.
Figuring out whether a business is eligible for full forgiveness, partial forgiveness, or none at all can be complicated. Mark Fryer owns three restaurants in Vermont. He says how much forgiveness he receives will help determine whether his business can survive.
And that's the most terrifying part, is we want to do everything we can to try to turn this into full forgiveness and not end up with debt, especially not knowing if we're even going to survive this.
Fryer hasn't applied yet. He says he's waiting to see if Congress decides to automatically forgive loans under a certain amount.
Of course, that would be something we'd want to make sure we wait and hopefully line up with.
Some borrowers haven't even been able to apply for forgiveness. Jackie London runs a public health consultancy in Colorado. She says her lender hasn't opened the portal it uses for forgiveness applications. Every time she sees a new email from her lender,
I pretty much just drop everything I'm doing. I go and I check to see, you know, is the portal open yet? Oh, it's not. Okay.
Just in case her $15,000 loan isn't forgiven, she's making sure that she has that amount set aside. London says she'd like to be able to spend it, but
can I actually spend it without that feeling in the bottom of my stomach of uneasiness? Is this mine or am I going to have to give it back?
It's been months since Virginia-based jewelry store owner Sophie Blake spent her PPP money. To control costs, she's been trying to renegotiate her rent.
We're just asking for some sort of financial relief because we were closed for 3 months, and that really impacted our business.
Blake says she'll send in her forgiveness application within the next 2 weeks. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
So let's say your business depends entirely, and I mean entirely, on somebody else being willing to share their product with you. That is the case for a lot of businesses, of course. The one of proximate concern, though, for us today are movie theater chains, which have been struggling to start back up. Over the weekend, Cineworld, which Americans know as Regal Cinemas, announced it is closing its theaters here and in the UK. The company says it's temporary, but without enough or really any blockbuster movies to show, and with once again rising infection rates, how might that temporary thing work? Marketplace's Jasmine Garsd is on that one.
You could call it a chronicle of a death foretold. For months now, there's been warning signs that many theaters will have to shut down. The anti-hero in this story? Bond. James Bond.
We all have our secrets. We just didn't get to yours yet.
And we won't be getting to it until next year. On Friday, MGM announced the release of Bond's new movie is being postponed till 2021. That was pretty much the last standing big blockbuster for this year. Shortly after, Cineworld announced temporary closures in the UK and the US. That's 40,000 jobs at risk in the US. Professor Michelle Greenwald from Columbia Business School says the theater closures will also hit nearby coffee shops, restaurants, ice cream parlors, all likely to suffer if screens stay dark.
It's clearly going to have a domino effect. So it's, you know, bringing people to malls where people are spending money, bringing people to Main Street where people are spending money. And I don't even think that's being counted into the economic impact.
And with Cineworld closing its Regal theaters here in the U.S., other theater chains may soon close too, says USC professor Gene Delvecchio.
So without content and being so dependent on content, it was simply a matter of time that the theaters were going to run into trouble. And there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
But while things are looking bleak for cinemas, he says Hollywood could be just fine without them. Premiering on streaming services, like Disney did with Mulan, is paying off so far during the pandemic.
You're a war hero. You've already made many great sacrifices.
Straight to video used to be almost an insult. These days, it might just be the only way to do business. I'm Jasmine Garsd for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.